USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia continues to attack civilian targets. The Kremlin fired missiles near Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa on Friday, hitting an apartment building and a resort, killing at least 18 souls. A federal judge ordered two defendants charged in alleged Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat from Michigan kidnapping scheme, to face trial, setting a tentative start date for August 9th. Nearly 3 months ago, a jury deadlocked on the charges against them, and a mistrial was declared. Josh Blanchard, the attorney for Barry Croft Jr. on Thursday, says the state's case is very weak.
The jury found that there wasn't enough evidence that these other guys were involved. I think that's pretty compelling that their case is weak.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law Thursday a bill mandating 25% decrease in disposable plastic packaging and utensils by 2032. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
Yellowstone National Park was shut down for a few weeks because of weather damaging the infrastructure. Now that the park has reopened, some of the big bisons are not too happy about it, with another attack this week.
A 71-year-old Pennsylvania woman was inadvertently gored by a bull bison at Yellowstone National Park, marking the third such incident this year and second one this week. Officials said the woman and her daughter from Westchester, Pennsylvania, were walking back to their vehicles when the bison charged them. Both women are recovering. Park officials said people should stay at least 25 yards away from all large animals in the park, including bisons, adding that they can run up to 3 times faster than humans. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As the education system of our kids continues to be examined, are the young ones getting an education that will prepare them for the future? Quisha King on Fox News is the senior director at Moms for America.
Children across the country are not reading at a fourth grade level. By the time that they are in fourth grade. And so, I mean, that is astonishing that America is producing children and graduating children that cannot read at levels that they need to go on to do what they need to do in the next phases of life. So, you know, it is very important that we pay attention to not only, you know, the social issues, but actually what are they learning when they are in these government schools? Are they getting what they need to be prepared for the next phases of life? And clearly, if they can't be prepared there, then they're not going to be prepared when we have economic crises like we do right now.
Let's take a look at your 4th of July gas prices.
4th of July travelers will have some relief at the pump, although gas prices are still at levels never before seen for the holiday weekend. The national average for a gallon of gas is $4.86, according to AAA. That is 26 cents more than Memorial Day weekend prices, but it reflects a decline in prices in recent weeks. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Thank you, Ellie. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.